Good morning. In June 2015, a large salmonella outbreak occurred in southwest Idaho. Days before the outbreak started, a local hospital system switched over from using culture-based testing to using a PCR panel for the detection and early diagnosis of bacterial enterics. A large number of people who were affected by this outbreak sought care from providers within this health system, and that impacted the trajectory of our outbreak response. In a nutshell, this outbreak was caused by Salmonella enteritidis. There were 275 cases from 10 states, including Idaho. The onset date for primary cases was between June 4th and 13th of 2015, and there was little secondary spread noted. The common exposure for cases was having eaten food prepared by a local grocery store deli, which was purchased either from the store or from a local kiosk at the Boise Airport. Case information was ascertained via standard phone interview, and aside from common exposure location, the interview information was largely unremarkable. Average case age was 41.3 years, and 59% of cases were female. There were 15 hospitalizations, and there were no deaths attributed to this outbreak. The Salmonella enteritidis that caused this outbreak is the most commonly caught or most commonly reported PFGE pattern to CDC, so that provided little information in terms of potential outbreak sources. We found that over 50% of our cases were culture confirmed through the course of this outbreak. And in addition, from an environmental standpoint, the outbreak organism was detected in both sliced tomatoes and sliced onion from the deli make unit. Salmonella enteritidis was not able to be isolated from other foods up the supply chain from the deli. And while there were multiple food workers that were affected by this outbreak, none had reported illness prior to the first and earliest of the community cases. As I had mentioned, this outbreak occurred shortly after transition to PCR testing within a healthcare system. When we looked at the initial report type to public health, we found that almost half of our cases were epi-linked with no stool testing being performed. 106, or 39% of our cases, had results coming in based on CIDT, and only 15% of our cases were reported based on culture testing. We further went on to look at the time from when stool was collected to when reports were received by public health, and on average we found that those who had CIDT were reported 3 days faster than those based on culture. So from stool collection to reporting time for CIDT, we found that was on average 2 days, versus with culture, that was on average 5 days after stool collection. This result was statistically significant. In practical terms, the use of CIDT allowed for this outbreak to be detected possibly up to 5 days sooner than if culture alone had been used. Six of the first seven reports that were received by public health were based on CIDT. The outbreak was detected and declared on a Wednesday. Had culture-based testing only been used, it's very likely that this outbreak may not have been detected until the following Monday. Ultimately, the outbreak source was never determined. However, the fact that Salmonella enteritidis was isolated from multiple ready-to-eat food items indicates that there's a high likelihood cross-contamination led to propagation of the outbreak. And with this outbreak, it's clear that for us, that CIDT led to better timeliness of outbreak detection. However, when we look at that, it's possible that outbreak characterization can be hamstrung by the use of CIDT if further case culture characterization and PFGE is not performed. And in the state of Idaho, we do not have mandatory reporting or mandatory submission to state public health labs. We rely on the cooperation and collaboration of hospitals to perform this action. During this outbreak, the process was very smooth for hospitals to transmit and submit samples over to the state public health lab, and we were able to detect a high number of culture-confirmed cases as a result. Thank you.